This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 28th, 2015, episode 1157.
Good Tuesday morning to you, and I do mean a good Tuesday morning.
Well, if you insist on being accurate about it.
You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to another classic Tuesday edition. Sit back and enjoy this pearl of a podcast from the Hit 'em Audio Vault.
Thank you for joining us. Glenn, how are you this morning?
I am good. We have a big day planned. I'll tell you about that a little bit later, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, you said right after the show, I gotta go. So that means something exciting has happened if you don't want to talk to me anymore after the show.
That's right. And it means if I'm leaving the house, it means something exciting is happening. So.
Ooh, that is true. Wait. Oh my God. Are you doing what I do on a daily basis or weekly basis, which is make that awesome weekly trip to Walmart? Tell me.
We are doing that right after we do the fun thing today.
Okay.
The other thing we do.
Do you know what's amazing is...
Go ahead. I was just going to say, for some reason, Jennifer doesn't shop when I'm gone. So I have to come back and do the shopping.
Yes. My husband goes to the store and he just gets what he wants because he's hungry. Mm-hmm. But that's the problem. But I went to Walmart yesterday because I was a little bit down on... pretty much everything. Like, I didn't have milk, coffee, nothing. I had none of the important stuff. I spent $175 on groceries at Walmart. What the hell did I buy? I mean, that's crazy.
I have noticed, and, it's funny how nobody's talking about inflation, but, boy, every time I, from 2 years ago till now, I'm spending $50 more a week at Walmart for the same stuff. I haven't changed what I'm buying.
You know what?
So you're right. You used to be able to get out for $100. Now it's almost $200 a week.
Yeah. We need to stop putting our money into the greedy corporate hands at Walmart and go to our... Wait, we don't have any local stores. Otherwise,
that's right.
I would. They're all gone.
I got to tell you, though, I got to go to Kroger while I was in Lexington. We don't have Krogers down here. We have crappy old Publix. And the Kroger stores all over Lexington have become superstores. They've enlarged them, and
really?
Boy, are they nice. They're almost getting to the Wegmans point now, and they are really nice. I miss Kroger. I actually can't believe I'm saying I miss Kroger's, but I do.
You hated
Kroger's when we lived in Lexington.
Huh. That's where I shopped when I lived in Atlanta. We don't have Kroger's here. We go to Safeway or Target or Walmart. Sadly. Oh, boy. Anyway, enough grocery shopping. We are going to have such an exciting show. I'm so excited to tell you guys about somewhere that I get to go, and you guys can go, too, and that's coming up in a minute. But, Jennifer, why don't you tell us what is on today's show, because we have a fun game today.
We do. On today's Back on Track Wednesday edition, we go west to Idaho and the Diamond D Ranch, where they are raising the bar for ranch vacations. And on the flight home, the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge gets the gray matter all warmed up. And then in betwixt, we have news and notes from the Equinosphere. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Bye-bye. Does she have a thesaurus right next to her microphone, or does she just know all those words?
I have I think you'd be surprised how many words she does know. So I would say it's probably half and half. I would
the word of the day calendar, do you get her those? Does she carry those around? What? Right on her desk. Like, oh, today we have to use the word acuity.
The word of the day.
Yeah,
app.
You have to be app. That's true.
She's the only one that ever downloaded the Thesaurus app onto her phone. They sold one of them to Jennifer for 99 cents. Took them 10 years to make it. My Daily Witty goes out to Karen Thieves, or Sives. I'm not sure how she says it, to be honest. Do you know?
I don't know.
Sives? Okay, we'll go with Sives. Karen Stives has made a $1 million donation to the United States Equestrian Team Foundation to benefit high-performance eventing. It was announced yesterday. Now, last year, or the year before, in 2012, Jacqueline Mars of the Mars family pledged $500,000 in a matching gift if they could find another $500,000, and apparently they did. So this has been $2 million now that has gone towards eventing in the last couple of years. Now, Karen, who just donated this $1 million, is well known for the 1984 Olympics. She anchored that team, and they won the gold medal. It was the last time that we've won really any significant medal in eventing at the Olympics. That was when it was in L.A. So she is she became an FEI judge and then was chairman of the USET three-day event selectors committee for many years. She's a big supporter of the sport. She also donates for many prizes that happen at local events and CIC and 1, 2, 3-star events. She'll donate the prizes in many cases. So a huge supporter, and that's very big news for eventing. Very big.
Yeah, that's awesome. You'll be able to take advantage of that, Jamie.
That's right.
Wait, what, Jen? I missed that.
You'll be able to take advantage of that.
Oh, yes, yes.
Your Mustang.
I'm sure that they're beating down my door. wait a second. You've got one clear training on your record? We want to give you money. Yeah.
And this money will be used for sending competitors to Europe so they can become more competitive and things like that.
Yeah.
So when your Mustang gets geared up, you can take that Mustang to Europe.
Yeah, I love this plan, you guys. We've used the secret. We've put it out into the atmosphere. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. That or I'm just going to go to get a Mustang to avoid family coming into town. One or the other.
You have to still do the show when you're in Europe, though. But it'll be evening, so you'll be happier. It'll be
that
afternoon.
Sounds good. Yep. Yeah, that's
yeah,
great.
There you go.
Let's do it. My Daily Winnie goes out to Mind That Bird. The movie premieres today. Today, ladies and gentlemen, and you can be there in the theater to go see it if you are in Albuquerque. That's where it's showing. And
one
that's
theater.
The only reason to go to Albuquerque. Yeah. Actually, what they're doing is, you know, we talked to Jim Wilson, who was the producer of this, the director, and they are going on tour, basically. They've already gone to Las Cruces and Roswell. They've hit the big towns in New Mexico, Las Cruces and Roswell, and now they're in Albuquerque. But they're going to actually spend the next month weaving their way across the country until they reach Kentucky. And guess who's going with them? Mind That Bird. That's right. Jim Wilson calls it a rock star style tour that's going to cover 10,000 miles and provide him and everybody else in the movie with a chance to meet and talk with fans. So I believe even the actors are going on the whole tour too. So the horse, the actors, the director, it's just a one big family road trip as they make their way across to, you know, where else would you go? The Mecca in Kentucky. So I don't know where they're going to be throughout this whole thing. You can probably just go to 50-to-1 website check it out.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm at 50-to-1 the movie. It's 50-to-1, just the numbers 50-to-1, themovie.com. And it looks like they're going to be just, it looks like they started out, as you said, in New Mexico. Then they're going to Texas and Louisiana in early April. And then the middle of April, they go to Oklahoma and Arkansas. And then on April the 18th, they end up in Kentucky. And they're going to many cities in Kentucky, including Lexington. So I wonder if it's still going to be playing when we go for Rolex.
ooh, maybe it'll be there. Maybe mine, that bird, will be there. Maybe the, maybe he's entered in Rolex. We don't know.
There we go.
That's true. you know, maybe he'll be at the Hall of Champions, the Legends. You know, he's a legend.
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
We might get to see.
Hanging out with Cigar.
And
hey,
then
after
April 18th, it says more dates announced soon. So after that, I don't think they know where they're going. So keep an eye on the website. They might come to a town near you in the next 10 years.
They might. In the next 10 years, they're going to be still pushing this movie, and they might be in your backyard. It's awesome. Hey, speaking of Rolex, they actually named the horses entered. The horses entered in Rolex. They've got like 36 entries already. They're still accepting entries, but it's amazing. I think Buck Davidson has 27 horses entered in Rolex out of the 36.
Buck's going to win that thing one way or another.
I know, right? By God. Let's see. One of my favorite riders, James Alliston, has Parker entered. Holly Bennett. Awad is obviously riding Gin and Juice. That horse is just, like, amazing. Will Faudry has a couple. William Fox Pitt has a couple. Jonathan Holling has a couple. Andrew Nicholson has three. Let's see. Allison Springer has a couple. Mark Todd is going to be there. Yay. Mark Todd will be there.
Who's Allison bringing?
Allison is bringing Copycat Chloe and Arthur.
Arthur, yeah.
Yeah, as usual. And she'll be in first after dressage, I'm sure, with Arthur.
Yep.
But, yeah, I don't understand how Buck Davidson can walk around on a daily basis, much less after Rolex, and, like, go to the competitors' party on Saturday night, like, oh, I just rode 27 horses on cross country. It was amazing. I don't get it.
Well, I just tried to go to the Rolex website, which is at rk3de.org, which is the dumbest name ever. And I understand what it says, but who can ever remember that? I always have to Google it. And it is giving me a warning that their security certificate has expired. So I hope they haven't run out of money and that they are actually going to do the show. Because apparently.
I'm sure they'll be all right. But, yeah, RK3DE is just a mouthful. It just should be RolexKentucky.com.
Exactly.
Or something.
I don't know why it's never been that. Anyway, a couple things here before we get started with the rest of the show is that Really Bad Ads will be back on Friday. I did have somebody ask that yesterday. We missed it last week because I was on the road from Lexington. But it will be back on Friday. Don't worry. Don't worry. Get your ads in to Jennifer at HorseRadioNetwork.com. We have a terrific prize, I'm sure, which Jennifer's going to look up before the end of the show so we can make sure we announce it. So Really Bad Ads on Friday. Today, we are excited. I know you're excited, too. Everybody's excited today for what we got going on. Right after the show today, we are heading out for a media day with, are you ready for this? But your boyfriend won't be there. With the Budweiser Clydesdale. They are in for Live Oak. And they're going to be at, now, this is really cool. We get the double thing today. We get to go out and hang out with the horses. We get to talk to the drivers, and hopefully I'll get an interview for the show with one of the drivers of the Clydesdales. And I doubt the guy from the commercial is going to be there, though. Doesn't look
Don like Jeans. His name is Don Jeans, Glenn.
Yeah,
hello,
he's not
how could
be
you
there.
Forget something like that?
I don't think he's on the schedule. But the other cool thing about seeing the Clydesdales today for Media Day.
The puppy?
The dog's always there. Yeah, not the little puppy, but the Budweiser, you know, dog's always there. Hey, the one cool thing is, do you remember a while back we talked about a place that was for sale here in Ocala called Padua Stables? And it was this unbelievable, over-the-top thoroughbred breeding farm? Well, that's where they're having it. So we get to go to Padua Stables to see the Clydesdales.
Are you going to put your bid in? You going to put your bid in?
It hasn't sold yet. I think, what was it, 40, 50 million? I don't think it's sold yet. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
fun.
So cool. You get to go take pictures and go snoop around.
Yes, definitely going to do that. I doubt they're going to be taking rides. Somebody asked if they were going to be doing rides. I don't think they do that with that particular wagon. But they will be at the Live Oak this weekend. It's Live Oak International. It's one of the most fun things, in our opinion, that happens here in Ocala. That's coming up this weekend. That's a three-star CDE, which is a combined driving event. They have. We talked to Chester Weber yesterday, and Chester is one of the leading drivers in the country, and it's also on his little 4,500-acre property where they hold this. He was quite busy, but he spent 20 minutes with us on the driving show yesterday. He said that they have 70-some entries, I believe, and this is also the national champion four-hand championships, those few people in the country that actually drive four horses in competition. So it's the national championships for that, and he said there's seven of those coming to this weekend as well. I asked if they were going to be driving the Budweiser Clydesdales through the obstacles, and he said, and he laughed, and then he said, but it was funny because the driver was out yesterday checking them out, and he thought he might be able to get through one or two of them with his eight horses.
Yeah,
I'd pay money to see that. I totally would pay
yeah,
money.
Me too. Me too. So that should be
I
fun.
Don't, I get, you know what, I still haven't seen a live driving competition. So if there is one, if you could look around in your driving world and see if there's one close to me in Arizona here, I would love to go. So I need you to tell me where to go.
I can't believe you've never seen the marathon day on a driving competition.
I never have. I don't, they're just, you're in a place where they are very popular, you know, but
right,
I live
right.
in the desert, for God's sake. There's nothing here. It's awful.
Well, definitely. I'll have to keep that. I'll have to take a look and see if there are any out there because I think you would enjoy it. You would have fun watching it. Anybody would have fun watching it. It's fun watching them crash their carriages through these obstacles, and banging and crashing and the guys in the back falling off. You know, it's fun watching all that.
Yeah.
One other thing, too. The quick thing. Did you see that the world's most expensive dog, or the most money that's ever been paid for a dog, happened here recently? And this was a guy in China. It was for a Tibetan Mastiff, which apparently are hugely popular in China. They're the ones that look like lions. They have all the hair. They're the huge, hairy ones that are just, you know, weigh 200 pounds. Well, he paid $2 million for it. So there you go.
That's crazy. That's a dog?
A dog, yes. $2 million for a dog.
Why would you want something with that much hair?
They are hairy, and they weigh about, what, 180 pounds? I mean, they're huge dogs. Huge dogs with a lot of hair, and they drool, too. So,
Tibetan Mastiffs are a prized status symbol among China's wealthy. And talk about people that love status symbols and stuff like that. So, that's insane to pay that much for a dog. But I would also like to direct your attention, Glenn, to the Horses in the Morning Facebook page, where I think we just made being a dad cool, okay? Jennifer, look at the page and tell me what you think about the baby carrier / gun holster worn by the cowboy in the photo. Forget the baby Bjorn or whatever. This is the way to do it. I don't know how you would walk without, you know, shaking baby syndrome, but it looks really, really cool if you're standing still with your arms folded, and I think that Chad needs one of those.
Describe it. It actually is a holster you put the baby in, attached to your belt.
Like where the gun would be if you were, you know, had six shooters. You'd be like, bing, bing, and there's a baby in your holster, which is just the cutest thing I've ever seen. I love it.
I didn't see any of these for sale. They had all kinds of stuff for sale over the weekend in the Western world where I was, but I didn't see any of these.
No, I'm shocked. No,
we're leading the trend then, aren't we?
It looks so practical.
Now, does Chad look that good in his cowboy hat and his boots?
Oh, Chad, that guy doesn't compare to my awesome husband. Are you kidding me? Please. And Chad,
wow, look at that right answer.
Yeah, well, I'm not a dummy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and he's a fighter pilot. I mean, this guy's, you know, what's he do? He's an actor. Yeah,
you know what I did have to do to my sweet fighter pilot husband yesterday is I had to apologize. And it, we sat down last
you
night.
Had to, wait a minute. Stop the presses. You apologized for something?
I did. I did, and I'm really glad
you
I did.
You admitted you were wrong about something?
I am. Some women do that, Glenn. Some women do that. Maybe not your wife, because she's never wrong. but some women do, and I had to apologize because, you know, I think that, Jennifer, maybe you're with me here. Horse chicks are just the kind of chicks who get stuff done. If I have to move a bag of feed, I'm not going to wait for my husband to come and move the bag of feed. I'm just going to pick up the bag of feed and move it, even though it's 50 pounds. And, oh, where should we throw 50 pounds? Whatever. If I need to do something, I'm just going to do it. But I've tried to let go of some of the responsibility on the farm because of having the kid, you know, and it's like you can only do so much when you've got a 20-pound baby and your left arm sitting on your hip and then you need to move a bag of feed or whatever. So part of me has tried to let go and just ask for help. You know, I'm one of those people who needs to learn to ask for help. But the problem is that I ask for help, and if I don't get help in 5 seconds, I'm like, I can just do it. So then, like yesterday, I'm like, hey, do you mind going to do, you know, like let's use the feed as the example, because the example was, hey, do you mind taking the baby, put him in the car seat while I go get the diaper bag together, and let's, because I got to go. And he's like, sure. Well, how long do I have to wait? You know, I ask you to take the baby and put him in the car seat. And if it is not done in the next, like, minute and a half, I go, why am I waiting? I can just do it myself. So I walk outside, and I put the bed, and he comes out with, like, you know, no shirt on. He's like, I was going to do it. I'm trying to get dressed. I'm like, whatever. I can do it myself. I put the baby in the car seat. I start the car, and I leave. And I'm not mad. I just realize that what I can just do it myself. You know, I think it's the independence of being a horse chick. We just do stuff. Am I wrong, Jennifer?
You nailed it. We insult our significant others by asking them to live their life at a horse chick rate of speed. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so it's not just me who's like, we got to go, let's do this. I can just do it myself. I just, blah, blah, blah. And you're right. Like, why do men not have the same farm walk, the barn walk? Go, we're walking here, you know, and I'm like, I follow him around at work, and I'm out of breath when he's at work, you know, I'm running behind him, and like, in the barn, I'm like, hello, catch up, let's go, and you're right, we have a different rate of speed, I think, sometimes, and I apparently might have been a little short when I was demonstrating the rate of speed that I needed to perform at yesterday, and had to sit down last night and eat a little crow and say, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I wasn't doing it on purpose. I just, you know, I just am a little more independent sometimes, and the baby needs to go in the car seat. Well, if it's not done in like 30 seconds, I put the baby in the car seat and I'm apologize. I need to slow down and understand that I don't need to, like, you know, stress you out. But so there you go, Glenn. I did make an apology, and I do have to chill out.
I do have a question on this topic, and this is coming from all the horse husbands out there. You all say that you go to the barn because it's your quiet place and it's your happy place and everything, yet you go to the barn and you run around like chickens with your heads cut off, you know, trying to get everything done in 2 minutes because then I have to go ride, and then you get back, and then you run around again. It doesn't really some days seem like it's your quiet place. It kind of some days seems like a tornado in the barn, just say.
You know, I never thought about that. Because you're right, we get there. But you know what? There's certain things that we don't want to waste our time doing, and that's walking, okay? We don't want to waste our time just meandering. Like, I got to go get the hoof polished. So I got to run back to the tack room and get it so I can slowly and calmly paint his hooves without getting it on the coronary bands, okay? And then we got to run back and get the tack so I can very gently and smoothly spread the saddle pad on his back so there's no lumps. And then I got to go run and get the bridle so I can calmly put the bridle in his mouth without hitting his teeth on the bit. Like, that's what we do. Am I wrong? I just think I answered your question.
And look, you worked yourself up into a lather answering it. So I think my point is kind of taken too.
I need to, well, that was what I apologized for yesterday, Glenn, was I need to slow down. I need to be a little calmer, and I need to ask for help. And I need to wait for the help when I ask for it. It is not ask for help and then jump and let's go. We got to do it right now. Take your time. Put some clothes on. You can come out whenever you're ready to put the baby in the car seat.
It is true, though. I mean, I think it's true of most of us in life, but it does seem to be that way in the barn sometimes. Now, I think Jennifer's a little better. Well, especially now. I think when we had our farm and the boarding and everything like you did, I think that's when there's just not enough hours in the day to do half of the stuff you have to get done in a day. And, you know, half of it gets put off till the next day. And then you're really behind, and then you have to start catching up, and then you do start walking fast and trying to consolidate and do 80 things at once. And, you know, there's all this stuff. And there are days, and I think you probably agree with this, when you don't necessarily enjoy being in the barn because all you're thinking about is the next 10 things that have to get done. And that's kind of sad, actually, because the barn time is our time to hang out with the horses and to do this or do that. But doesn't it seem like sometimes we just end up cleaning poop and not spending any time with the horses?
You know, I think especially having the horses at your house when you have a small property like we have, yes, poop patrol is something we definitely stress about. And, you know, we have a saying here, Chad and I do, we have two pastures and we have, you know, six stalls. And Chad will go clean the stalls, and then we'll take time, you know, and like say I have a student over, I'll have them clean a pasture, and they get credit for their lessons, and they'll clean a pasture, and then Chad and I'll go clean the pasture. And we have a saying, like at the end of the night when we crack open a beer, it's like, oh, we are officially poo-free. That means all poo has been removed from the property. Unless, of course, which we don't count when they poop as soon as you put them in their stalls. You know, we don't count those. The stalls have been cleaned. The pastures have been cleaned. We are officially poo-free. That is how we like to live our life. But you're right. Because we try to be poo-free so much, oh, my God, like I seriously, my horse's manes have not been pulled in 6 months. They look like ragamuffins. They look like homeless horses, fat homeless horses, but they look like homeless horses nonetheless. Like, they need spa days. We all need spa days. We all need those days where we get off the horse and we pull their mane and we clip them, we paint the feet. Like, we need to do all that.
I think, you know, and it's when you do own businesses like you do, and you know, that it gets even more difficult. And then the days do run together because guess what? The next day, it all needs done again. So you know, you're working on the necessities of life as opposed to enjoying the horses just for being horses and,
well,
you know, the things you do with them. So
you're
then,
right.
Then
and
it's
I...
a week later and you realize I haven't touched my horse. I just fixed fence and put up hay and, you know, did all those things I have to do.
You're exactly right. And I told Chad that he says, is it always going to be like this? We're cleaning the pastures yesterday, you know, and I said, honey, it's not always going to be like this. And he goes, well, why? And I said, because someday, here's what we need to do, is we just need to buy a place that's bigger. Because if you get a bigger place with bigger pastures, we won't have to clean the poo. And he goes, why wouldn't we have to clean the poo? I'm like, because it rains in other places, and they're big pastures, and it rains, and it breaks things down, and it'll be great, and you can just mow over it. It'll be no problem. So what we need is each pasture needs to be about 10 acres, and then we won't have to worry about it, right? See?
Or,
I'm planning for the
or like Live Oak, 4,500 acres. Then you don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
You know what? I think you could turn herds of horses out on that guy's property and he wouldn't know. Why not?
That's true. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break for our commercial today. We're going to hear from the good folks at Back on Track Products. And then we're coming back because Jamie is a little excited about something. And we're going to find out what.
A member of the 2000 United States Olympic team in Sydney, Australia, Margie Engel is a 10-time AGA Rider of the Year. She's America's winningest Grand Prix rider of all time.
We use the Back on Track for quite a few things. It actually helps reduce inflammation and also a lot of the tenderness that the horses get. after the horses are stressed after jumping big Grand Prix and their muscles are a little bit tight and they're a little bit stiff the next day, I feel a big difference with those horses after using the blankets, and they seem to come out more relaxed and much more limber after using the Back on Track blanket.
And thanks to Back on Track products.
Oh, hello, baby.
We have a baby awake at 6:30 in the morning. Yay. There's no
Lovely.
Sleeping when you have children. But poor husband. thanks to Back on Track for being a sponsor of today's show. We really appreciate it and their continued support, and we love their products. And I'm still in the market. I still got to get the sheet, Glenn. I've got to get the Back on Track mesh sheet. So that's going to have to come soon. I'm really excited about our next guest because I don't even know how to properly introduce them. They're two sisters that are in charge of a place called the Diamond D Ranch in Idaho, in kind of in the middle of nowhere, Idaho, which is what makes it incredibly appealing. Let's go ahead and say hello to the sisters. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. And it's Dana and Kara. And Kara, I met Kara because her husband is a part-time fighter pilot. And Kara came to visit me at the house, and she's like, oh, isn't your barn cute? I love it here. This is so great. I'm like, oh, do you ride horses? And she's like, oh, yeah, I have like a billion-acre ranch in Idaho, like a million horses. So obviously we became Insta friends. And you guys, tell us a little bit about your place, Kara.
Well, we are a full-service, all-inclusive guest ranch. And we are kind of in the middle of nowhere. We're off the grid, literally. We are in the Frank Church Wilderness in central Idaho. 2.4 million acres is what the wilderness area is. The ranch is actually only 300 acres.
Kara, let me stop you real quick. Are you guys standing next to each other on cell phones?
We're pretty close. Should we move out of the...
Yes. Okay. Let's separate a little bit so because there's a little bit of feedback. Going through there. Okay, so what did you just say about how a million acres what?
So the ranch is in the Frank Church Wilderness, which is surrounded by 2.4 million acres.
Oh my God.
But the ranch itself is about 300 acres. It's been in our family since 1951, and that's when my grandpa bought it. And then he passed it on to my dad and his brothers. And now my sister Dana and I are running the ranch. So we're on the third generation, and it's going great. We offer, horseback riding is obviously our most popular activity that we offer, but we also have guided fishing and hiking and, historical tours and gold panning and roping lessons and archery and skeet shooting and just endless amounts of things, and it's all inclusive in your stay at the ranch. It's a great family vacation.
And that's what I was looking at, and my husband and I, Chad, after looking at your website and seeing what was offered, realized it would be such a great trip for the two of us, and of course we have a child who will be running around by then. By the time we go, we booked a week in August, and you guys have something for everybody. You know, somebody who's insane like me would like to ride two times a day, 6 hours a day, of course,
right.
And then you have some stuff for someone like him where he can ride, but he also can take a hike to a hot spring or learn to shoot archery, which I really want to do, and then go fly fishing, guided fly fishing on trout streams. I mean, that to him sounds like the most amazing thing. And then we get to come back where he's tired from fishing and I am exhausted and sore from 8 hours of horseback riding. We can sit in a hot tub underneath
That's right.
the stars. Are you kidding me?
That's correct, and we also have great gals on the staff that can do babysitting, so that's also another bonus for those of you with kids that are under six and can't go on the rides, and maybe a little small for the hikes and whatnot. So, there really is options for everybody.
And
lots
that
of
was
fun
definitely
kids activities.
Yeah, that was definitely appealing to me. It was like I perked up when you said babysitting. Like what? So, you mean my kid is going to be taken care of while I go run around on horses and try and, like, to do stuff. Also, did I see, too, that we can take roping lessons, like learn how to throw a rope around maybe like a steer or something?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, we do roping lessons, and we can also give riding lessons. And, you know, obviously we do a lot of pony rides for the little kids and whatnot. So, but, yes, there are definitely roping lessons. Dana could talk more on that probably if there's more questions. But, yeah, we definitely get into all of that kind of stuff, which is a lot of fun. People
now,
don't do that in their normal everyday lives.
No, and the one dude ranch that I have spent a lot of time at, it's only horses. Like, that's it. And just trail rides, too. I mean, it's trail rides and drinking was all there was at that place. So I did, you know, be a little more family friendly and have a lot of other stuff to do. Dana, were you guys kind of born wanting to run this place?
I think so. You know, we've always just really been passionate about that ranch and have had great memories growing up there and running amok through the mountains with our horses and, you know, just really being free pretty much as kids and just having a blast. So I think that's just carried through, you know, into our adult life. And now it's super fun that Kara's got a little girl that just seems to love it just like we do. And I think Kara and I pretty much knew from the beginning that we would be, you know, taking over. And it's just great. We are both really happy doing what we do, and we just love it.
Now, Kara,
looked at where this was, and it's in the middle of, you're right, a middle of nothing is an understatement. It is really out in the mountains. When you look at the map, you know how it shows the green for the national forest? Well, this is just the half the state's green, and it's right in the middle of that. So you guys, I mean, you have access to, I mean, I don't even know where you go to the grow. I'm not even sure how you get here. Do you have to come in a helicopter or?
Skydive.
Is there a road? Yeah. I'm not trying to look and see if there's a road. Because, wow, talk about beautiful.
Funny. Yeah, you can access the ranch by vehicle. We do have a Forest Service-maintained road going into the ranch. We also have an airstrip. So, you know, depending on how people want to get in, most people do drive. But, you know, there's a fair amount of people that like to fly in. Like my husband, if he had his choice, he would fly in every single time. He thinks driving is a waste of time. But,
Chad could borrow one of those F-16s. You guys could be there in an hour. You'd be good
to go.
You go.
It might be able to land, but I don't think it could take off. So yeah. Jamie'd be happy.
You know, Chad said we could always take an F-16 up once. So this might be the one time.
That's it.
Well, for those who are sitting in front of their computers and you want to see it, it is diamonddranch-idaho.com. And it's also, if you want to Google map it, it is Stanley, Idaho, correct? There is actually a name for the city?
Well, that's the closest town to us. And
I can't even find it on the map. I'm not seeing any Stanley. I don't see a Stanley.
Stanley, it's absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely a beautiful town. It's the Sawtooth Mountains, and you drive into town, and it's just, you know, these big mountains jutting up out of nowhere. Sawtooth, beautiful Rocky Mountains, and we are 38 miles north of there. Like I said, we're in the Frank Church Wilderness, So you zoom in, you'll see a little itty-bitty road.
To me, this sounds so incredibly appealing because you are kind of off the grid. You have to have a vacation. But, you know, Dana, how exactly are you able to manage the, I mean, obviously you don't have, like, you know, plumbing. How do you have plumbing and stuff like that? It's not like Stanley, you know, went through the mountains and brought you power. How does that work?
We have all modern facilities. We have a hydroelectric.
I'm not going to be in a tent or anything, right?
No, we've got all the amenities, running water and everything.
And how does that work?
Well, we've got a hydroelectric. Basically, we have a man-made dam, which acts as a great fishing spot also on the ranch.
And we just run a pipe from that lake down 4,400 yards to a turbine, and it produces all the power that we need. It's a very efficient way to get power, so it's nice and quiet. You don't hear the big diesel generators running like you do in some places. So it's just great. It's been an awesome system for us, and there aren't any limitations. You know, some places when you go that far in the backcountry, it's like, well, do you want to turn the water on, or do you need a light bulb to work? all of our stuff it runs wonderfully. We've got, you know, everything you need. So
that's awesome.
It really worked out well for us.
Now, how does it work? How many horses do you guys have?
We have 38 horses right now, and we have two on the way, which we're really excited about.
Baby.
We've got a couple of mares up there. We try to raise one or two horses a year up there, and we can kind of keep up on that with their training and everything. And by the time they're 3 or 4 years old and we're riding them up in that steep country, they're just amazing horses. They're sure-footed, and it's just so fun to see them, you know, grow up and become part of the string with all their other little family members. And it's really fun.
So, okay, where you guys are, because Chad and I talked about driving our horse trailer, and Karen knows this, we had talked about driving our big, you know, three-horse living quarter horse trailer up there, and I was told that it can't get there because of the road. So mm-hmm. How exactly does a farrier or a veterinarian make it? Like, you call the farrier, and they're like, okay, I'll see you in a month. Like, how does that work? I lost a shoe, we're screwed.
Well, actually, I do all the horseshoeing on the ranch right now. I have for the last 10 years. Mm. And so that's nice. We just bring in all the supplies we need, and then if one throws a shoe or when it's time to reshoe them, I just go in and get it done. We keep a pretty tight schedule, so it works out well. And I also have worked for veterinary hospitals for the last 14 years, I guess. So a lot of minor things I take care of. And if it is, you know, more than I can handle or an emergency, we bring a vet in from Challis, which is about an hour and a half drive.
Wow. Okay. So let me get this straight, Dana. You, from what your sister told me, you basically run the outside of the ranch, which you do the fencing, the irrigation, the painting. You cut and bale your own hay, and you're telling me that you keep 38 horses shod? That's amazing.
Yeah, a woman's work is never done, you know?
Amen, sister. Kara, what the hell do you do? I'm just kidding.
I take in the view.
Yeah, right? That sounds like a great idea. And you have a kid on top of
it. I keep the money coming in.
Oh, there you go. Somebody's got to pay for all those horseshoes. That
tough,
is so cool.
That's right.
You know, to me, this just sounds like...
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
I have a question. I just have a question, because one of on my bucket list, on my wife and I's bucket list, is that we're going to go to a ranch like yours at some point. She will go out riding all day, and I will work on the chuck wagon because I like to cook. Is there a chuck wagon?
We can build you one.
Hey, that's the answer right there.
She's got more to do in addition to doing all the horses.
She's
got to build a chuck wagon.
That's great.
I would settle for hanging out with the cook in the kitchen. I would settle.
There you go.
See, and that was my next question, because all Glenn cares about is food. I think I read on your website that you have, you know, an amazing chef or team of people that cook. I'm a vegetarian. Will that be okay? Glenn's a meat eater. Are you going to be able to accommodate both of us?
Absolutely. We have two amazing chefs on staff. And typically when we book, people will ask them if they have any dietary restrictions or allergies. So we know that way in advance in our planning. And we can accommodate basically any kind of restrictions or, you know, any kind of diet. And like I said, we know that going in. So in all of our food, believe it or not, we get it fresh. And we go into Stanley and pick it up. We meet the Cisco truck and load up every Thursday. And we have a huge walk-in cooler. So we've got all of our food prepped for the week before. And we have a baker on staff. So everything, every day is fresh. Fresh baked bread, desserts,
So it's a good thing for all that outdoor activity.
Everything is fresh, Glenn. If you want to have a cow, they just go out and they shoot it, because that's where the beef comes from. I'm just kidding.
How many people at a time can you accommodate?
That's an interesting question. We can accommodate up to 35. When the ranch was built, our cabins were built to suit families of six. So, you know, nowadays families are more on average of three or four. So while we can take 35, when we fill everything, typically there's more like 25 or 28. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Just because family sizes have gone down a little bit.
Yeah,
and
you don't have to share you don't have to share a cabin with another family is what you're saying.
Oh, no. No. Nope, you certainly do not. Not unless you come with them and you want to. We have a larger cabin that has five bedrooms, but that's usually for large families or groups of friends.
Wow.
What do you guys do in the winter? I mean, it's got to be cold and snowy where you are.
Yes, it's very cold. We actually we have caretakers, and when we're lucky, we get the same people back. I'm going to let Dana talk on that because she actually was able to have that experience of wintering in last year, and she can tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's I always thought you have to be a little bit crazy to be stuck back in here for 6 months at a time, but I did it last year with a good friend of mine, and we had a blast. I mean, you literally don't see any people for 4 to 5 months, depending on when the airstrip is clean of snow, and you can get a supply plate in there with fresh vegetables and fruits. And but it is a winter wonderland. If you like to ski and snowshoe and play with the horses, it was just a wonderful experience for me. I had a whole lot of fun. But normally in the wintertime, Kara and I and our family are in Boise or surrounding areas of Boise, and then we go into the ranch. I fly in the end of April or first part of May to the ranch, and I'm there usually until the 18th or 19th of November. And the rest of the time, we're just in Boise, dreaming about the day we get to go back to the ranch.
So is that the closest place to fly into? So say I want to, I'm making my plans, and we're going to have you guys on a little closer to going, because I want to kind of get an idea of what to pack and what to bring. But right now, as I'm planning ahead, I'm thinking, okay, I want to go to this ranch. This sounds like an awesome place for my family. I'm going to come to the Diamond D Ranch in Idaho. Where do I fly into?
So most of our guests fly into Boise just because there's a lot more to choose from as far as flights coming in, and it tends to be a little cheaper. It is a four-hour drive from Boise to the ranch, but that is what most people do, and they'll rent a SUV or some four-wheel drive car and come on up. It's a beautiful drive. It's through the mountains the entire way, just absolutely gorgeous. Sun Valley is closer. It's 2.5 hours, but I think only Delta flies in there. Via Salt Lake City, and I think it's quite a bit more expensive, but some people do that just to cut down on the time. So those are the two airports that people fly into, and like I said, sometimes people will charter flights from the airport into the ranch as well.
Jamie, did you take note what she said? A four-wheel drive vehicle to drive out to the ranch. Do not rent a little Mini Cooper, because you're probably
sedan.
Not going to make it.
Yeah. Jamie will probably just rent a horse and ride up.
Yeah, let's do that. You can have a couple horses at the airport. That's awesome. Well, I'm super excited, you guys. If somebody is listening to this and is thinking about planning their summer vacation, do you guys have some openings right now?
We do. We're super lucky. We've been booking up pretty quickly. We do have some weeks with availability left for the summer. And we're taking them.
Okay.
And
so I guess
we definitely do.
I said, so if somebody wants to go and book a trip to come see you guys, it's DiamondDRanch-Idaho.com, and that's the place, or just Google Diamond D Ranch, and that's how they can find you, right? And follow the instructions from there.
Correct. Diamond D Ranch, Idaho is a good Google. There's one in Florida, believe it or not. It's a little different, I think.
Yeah, are you serious? There's one in Florida. Yeah, probably.
Isn't that the one that Diamond D, I think, is the one at Disney, isn't it?
Oh, could be.
If you log on to the website and there's a Mickey Mouse in the corner, you are on the wrong website.
A little Mickey Mouse in the middle of the diamond.
Yeah, yep. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, not that one.
But go to this website, you guys. Look at these pictures. It's just absolutely amazing. I'm so excited about the trip, and I'm so excited that you guys are, you know, on board. We're going to be doing some advertising for y'all for the next couple, you know, months, I guess, here and there. And we just appreciate you guys joining the Horse Radio Network family, and I'm so excited to get up there and to book a trip. And I've already booked it. Actually, I actually got the email, Glenn, that I need to send in my deposit today. So I'm going to mail a check today.
Well, we are so excited, Jamie, to show you some of our country up there. I think that you're just going to love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
so
Jamie,
excited.
We can't wait to have your family there, and I know you're just going to have a great time, and we appreciate you having us on your show.
Hey,
well,
I got to tell you, ladies,
that.
One thing. Jamie really likes the wild, crazy horses. So if you have one that's just totally uncontrollable and likes to buck, that is her favorite thing.
That's
I'm just
her favorite
you know
one.
That ahead of time.
We've got a mule.
Yeah, so you
my
can
mule.
Plan for her to ride that one every day without fail.
Just, you know what? I've got
Thanks,
enough
Jamie.
Of those at home. I've got enough of those at home. Let's not do that. But I do want to read something from your website that I saw. Glenn, this is for you, okay? It says, our trail guides will match you to a horse based on your experience level. We have every type of horse you could want. We have slow horses for those who like to go slow. We have fast horses for those who like to go fast. And we have horses that don't like to be ridden for those who don't like to ride.
And there you have it.
Give him that one.
I need that one. That one's perfect.
Give him that one. Okay.
Don't give me that one. You guys, thank you so much for being on the show. And again, it's Dana and Kara, and you can find them at Diamond D Ranch in Idaho. And you guys, I'm so excited about the trip. We'll be talking about it a lot leading up to it, and hopefully I'll be able to, if we can get the hydroelectric internet working, I'll try to call in and be a part of the show from there. The Hamper's got to get on the wheel, though.
Oh, sounds great.
Thank
well,
you guys.
Thanks, Jamie, and thank you all.
Take care.
And enjoy your day. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You guys are awesome. Dude, that's too much running.
Said,
dude. How
I
cool
assume
that
she said that they're not there yet. So they're not at the ranch right now because they only go up in April, she said, I think.
They're in Boise right now, I do believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not quite yet. I don't think that you could get through the snowy mountain pass at this point, probably.
No, and I think they count the snow not in inches, but in feet there.
Yeah. Only four. 4 feet.
Can you imagine living out there, though? She said they have no human contact for 5 or 6 months while they're there in the winter.
No,
wow.
I didn't want to be rude and tell her that that's insane. Like, I would go crazy. I'm sorry. But, you know, you can commune with nature and stuff. But, no, going there for a trip in the summer is totally different. It's just so beautiful. If you guys just go look at it online and book a trip.
The pictures are amazing.
Come the same week I go. Let's all go together. Come on, Glenn.
Okay, as long as they give me that horse that doesn't like to be ridden, that'd be perfect.
Love it.
Coming up, we have a game to play here today. We have some prizes to give away. We'll be right back after this.
So far from winter, the grass is green. Hard to imagine that we will need to feed the horses so slick and round. But they're gonna need it when snow's on the ground. Hay in time, hay in time. Making hay while the sun shines. Sweating bullets, I swear it's 99. Calling all your favorites, 'cause it's hay in time. day ends. And when we stack that final bale, we'll celebrate and know we earned that ale. Hey in time, hey in time, making hay while the sun shines. Sweating bullets, I swear it's 99. Calling all your favors, 'cause it's hay in time. If you are a farmer, you know it won't make you rich. It's hard work, that's no lie. But the satisfaction at the end of days like this, no amount of money can buy. I swear it's 99. Call up all the neighbors, the givers and the takers, calling all your favors, 'cause it's hay in time. Jen
here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022 or you can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
Well, you are listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. We are coming to you today by the generous contributions of Back on Track products and all of our patrons. Our patrons, there are a bunch more people, Jamie, that have become official auditors here of the Horse Radio Network over the last couple of days. And I'll let all the auditors know if you had signed up at one of the higher levels. We will be getting your mugs and various things that we promised out to you. They just came in, so they'll be going out in the next couple of days. The auditor we have received, and this is very exciting, Jamie, we have a lot of new auditors from outside the country, from Europe, from South America, from Australia, all over
Yay.
The place. So those people, we did explain that we wouldn't be able to send them the normal stuff because of shipping, but we're gonna work out something for them. But, I'm very excited about the number of people that are coming on board to help support the Horse Radio Network. You can do that by going to horsesinthemorning.com and following the link in the middle of the page. It is that time of week when we play a little game.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge, where each week a different unsuspecting world-renowned celebrity equestrian is pitted against a humble Horses in the Morning listener willing to risk it all for a prize package or a nod of approval from one of the greats from the equestrian universe. Now, Let the battle of equestrian acuity begin.
That is right. It is time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge. And playing today on the side of the celebrities is our very own Leslie Wiley from Horse Nation. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
It seems like we just talked to you 2 days ago.
I know, right? Funny.
Well, thank you so much for joining in this morning. I know that trivia is your favorite thing to do in the whole world.
Well, I mean, I'm ready to make a comeback. I've been pounding coffee all morning. I'm wearing my lucky socks. I'm ready to go.
I loved your love the post you did on Horse Nation about this and the pictures you put up of yourself. That top picture, where was that taken?
At Red Hills Horse Trials in Florida. Yeah.
I mean, you did look like a badass in that picture. I got a 12-year-old badass, but a badass nonetheless.
Yeah, Glenn sees that picture and he's like, Leslie's like, how old is she? I'm like, she's old enough to be married,
32?
Okay? You look good.
Are you really?
You look good.
I really am, yeah.
Oh, my God, you like, look 12. I mean, you're getting
well,
carded still, don't
I'm about 12-year-old height, so.
You and me both.
Well, Leslie, we do thank you for playing here. Can you tell us, now, what happens in this game? Let me explain it to the new listeners. And we have quite a few from over the weekend that are following us now from Road to the Horse. The way we play this is it's a celebrity. This week it's Leslie playing one of our listeners in a trivia, three-round trivia challenge, and it's all equestrian-related stuff. And then if the celebrity wins, because we all know our celebrities are rich and don't need anything, they are donating the prizes to a charity of their choice. What is your charity?
Retired Racehorse Training Project.
Yay!
Tell us about that.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of thoroughbreds and have had great success with thoroughbreds myself. And Retired Racehorse Training Project is an effort to increase demand for off-track thoroughbreds and facilitate placement of them in second careers. And they have all sorts of really cool programs. One of their best-known ones is the Thoroughbred Makeover, which is they do every year, and it's really cool to watch. They place some off-track, I guess it's usually four off-track thoroughbreds with trainers, and we all get to sort of watch them progress, and then they kind of square off at the end of several months. So fun, very fun, very fun.
Very good. And we're playing today for a $25 gift certificate from Equestrian Collections for the whole universe of equestrian shopping at your fingertips at a price you can afford. I'm sure that the Thoroughbred Racehorse Training Project will find something over there that they need, or they can give it away as a prize or do whatever they want with it. And I would like you to meet your competitor. And I had the opportunity. What we do is you sign up on our website. There's a link there, all right, at horsesinthemorning.com. You sign up. We contact you and say, we pull at random and contact you and say, can you play on Wednesday? And if you can, you join us. And we drew randomly this week and ended up with somebody that I met over the weekend in Lexington, Kentucky. She is from Salt Lake City, Utah, not too far from where you're going, Jamie. And that's Linda Gettig. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks
hey,
for having me.
Did I pronounce your last name right? Did I pronounce
you
it right?
Did.
How do you say it?
You did.
Oh,
well done.
Okay, good. It was good to meet you. I didn't realize when I met you over the weekend, you came up and said hi at Lexington at Road to the Horse, that you were all the way from Utah coming out to Road to the Horse.
Yeah, that was my outstanding birthday present from my husband, but I got to go see that. And I'm
score.
Still, pardon me?
I said score. Way to go,
yeah,
husband.
Yeah, I'm still on cloud nine. It was just the best weekend. I had the best time. It was so fun. And it was great to meet you.
Good.
And it's just, my son just left for school, and he said, how come you're so lucky? Because got to be, I get to be on the show this morning, and I got to go to Road to the Horse, and anyway,
aww,
it's fun to be here. And I just wanted to let you know that, Leslie, I saw your post, and your picture made me a little bit nervous. And
it was,
I don't have my lucky socks on, and I haven't eaten any Twinkies today, so I don't know how I'm going to do.
I promise you will be fine.
Let's hope so. I decided to donate my, if I win, I decided to donate my prize too, because if Leslie could do it, then I could do it too.
That's awesome.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, are you, who are you going to donate your prize to if you win?
There's a horse rescue here in Salt Lake City called Noble Horse Equine Rescue. I'm going to donate to them.
Oh, well, that's terrific. Well, good for you, Linda. And it was a joy. By the way, we just lost Jamie. She just dropped off, and she has the question, so I'll kill time in the meantime.
Oh.
Now, I think it was because of us that you ended up going to Road to the Horse.
It was.
Did it live up to everything I said? I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And you met my friend, who is, you know, she's done a few lessons and stuff, but she's not really, you know, she doesn't own a horse or anything. And so she was kind of moderately interested. And by the end of the weekend, she said, that was just the best thing that I've ever done.
Oh,
she was so excited. And it really was so inspiring, all of them. It was just a really entertaining and really inspiring for somebody who wants to, you know, improve horsemanship. And it was just a good show the whole weekend. I loved it, and so did she.
Good. Very good.
Yeah,
so I think people think that I make this stuff up when I go to these events, and, you know, I just say that everything is wonderful, but it really was fascinating and wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I didn't really think there were any, you know, I don't think anybody had any tragic problems this weekend. I guess that must happen sometime.
There were a few that fell off, but they didn't hit anything severe. So
that was a righteous fall for sure. But you know, he got right back on, and that horse came right back to him. So I thought it really spoke well of what he had accomplished up until then.
Hey, you know what? When you can ride the full 8 seconds and then go off, you're good. I mean, you'd win in any other rodeo. So
absolutely.
Jamie, are you back?
I am back. All of a sudden, it told me that I needed to re-up my Skype membership. Ba-bing! And it hangs up on me. So I just frantically entered a credit card number, and I'm back. Good thing I'm
all
good
right
at that.
What, and Linda, just while you were gone, she announced that she is going to be giving her gift certificate if she happens to beat the very difficult Leslie. If she happens to beat Leslie, she's going to donate her membership to a local charity there as well. So let's play a game. This is how it's going to work. Today we have a different sound effect. If you get the question incorrect, we thought we would go a little Western, and in honor of Dan Sears from the weekend and you being there, Linda, this is what you're winning.
Is that if they get it right or wrong?
That's if they get it wrong. And if they get it right, they still get the bell. So that's still here. So that's how we're going to play.
Sounds good.
Got it.
Now, if you guys recall, we had, you know, we've had racehorse people on. And we've asked racehorse-type questions, you know, and then we've had horse trainers on, and we've asked horse trainer-type questions. Well, when you have somebody like Leslie Wiley on, what type of questions do you ask? You ask weird questions, okay?
Silly. Questions that make you laugh.
Exactly. So, this is how, you know, you guys know how it works. I'm going to ask you, Linda, first, and then Leslie, and then we have a tiebreaker, and I'll discuss that if we get to it. Okay. So, have you guys ever eaten Laffy Taffy?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how there's, like, a joke inside? You open the wrapper up, and you can see the joke in Laffy Taffy? Well, I think that this first question came directly from a Laffy Taffy wrapper.
Oh, no, I need my kids here.
Yeah. Linda, here is your question. Where
I'm ready.
Where do preppy horses go shopping? Where do preppy horses go shopping?
This is a pun. I'm terrible at puns.
It's a Laffy Taffy joke.
She listens to the show. She knows it's a pun.
That's really bad.
I don't know.
Oh.
Epic fail.
Preppy horses go shopping at Old Navy.
I was going to say Abercrombie and Fitch.
Ooh,
oh, that'd be good too. That.
Wait, I didn't hear that. What did Leslie just say? Abercrombie and Fitch.
Again, I would have accepted that. All right, so Leslie. Here is your first, and again, as I like to say, if you have complaints about the questions, you can email Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. I'll even give you her phone number if you want. Just call. Just let me know. All right. Leslie, remember, you guys, you have somewhat around a general 5 seconds to answer this question. Leslie, what kind of horse is your best friend?
Can I call a lifeline? Can I Google it?
No, Googling.
Un-Googleable.
You can't Google it.
What kind of horse is your best friend? 5 seconds.
Is this from a Laffy Taffy rapper, too?
Yes, it's a Laffy Taffy joke. Come on.
I don't know.
Okay, your best friend is a Palomino.
Oh.
I will tell my Palomino this when ever. I get to the barn today.
You have one? You have
yes,
a Palomino?
Yes, I do. And that never even occurred to me.
Me neither. And I've had a Palomino for a long time and never occurred to me. Those were tremendously lame, and I'm glad we're at 0-0 still.
Good. I think okay. I need to up my Twinkie quotient.
Yeah, need a little sugar buzz. Just inject
yeah.
it. Okay. Now, we're going to get to the serious questions. Here we go. Linda, 2 of the United States' 4 Olympic eventing team golds were earned in the same city. Okay? Let me rephrase that. Let me say that again. 2 of the U.S.'s 4 Olympic eventing team gold medals were earned in the same city, the first one in 1932 and the second one in 1984. Name the city.
Atlanta?
Fantastic guess, and I never would have thought that they would be able to event in Los Angeles, but they did twice, and we won gold.
Oh, I thought you'd get that because I mentioned it earlier in the show without even knowing this was a question. I mentioned it.
I wasn't listening. I was getting my boy off to school, so I have a reason.
Okay.
Sorry about that. All right, Leslie, here's your question. Only one Kiwi medaled at the 1984 Games, Olympic Games, winning the individual gold. Name this 5-time Olympian.
New Zealand. I'm gonna say Blythe Tate.
You guys are awful. Mark Todd.
Wait.
Mark
Todd. That was
5-time Olympian. You went too hard. See, Blythe Tate would have been a little more obscure than Mark Todd, who's still competing to this day. All right, so it is a big fat goose egg to a big fat goose egg. 0-0, zip to zip. And now we
fail.
Move back to... This is an epic fail. This is awesome. I love it. Linda, what type of riding do you do?
Is this the question?
No. I'm just excited.
Oh, I know I can answer this one. I just have a pleasure horse. I do a ton of trail riding, probably, I don't know, 10 to 15 miles a week, but I ride English. I'm the only person in English tack out here on our mountain trails. Pretty funny.
Well, first of all, good for you. Second of all, you will never get this question.
I know. I'm
here
pretty sure I won't.
You know, I'm giving you guys both a big hug because this is, I have the answers. That's the only reason I know these things. Okay. This type, Leslie, you don't get to answer. This type of cross-country jump is named for the drainage channels in and around an East Prussian town, which also gives its name to a breed of horse. This should be multiple choice. My God, that's impossible. So think of a cross-country jump that would have a drainage channel in it, and it's also the name of a horse. You want me to give you multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to make it up on the fly. Is it A, thoroughbred?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry. That was accidental.
Settle down with the whips there, people.
Yeah, seriously. Ben's getting a little excited over there. Is it A, thoroughbred? Is it B, Palomino? Is it C, Tricaner? Is it D, Arabian?
Tricaner.
Yay!
Hey, no stock whip.
Yay! You got one.
Ring the bell.
My arm was getting tired cracking that whip, so.
You're a little slow. All right. You mean it's not an Arabian jump? I can't believe you.
The only kind of jump I could think of was the coffin jump, and I know that from you guys.
Oh, there you go. Because they're the worst ones ever. They're the scariest ever.
I'm pretty sure there's not a horse named a coffin, though, so.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
no. It's a bone.
Thank God. Yeah, exactly. See, you know your stuff. All right, Leslie, here we go. You got to get this one to tie to move on to the world-famous tiebreaker that we have, okay? Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
This one might be challenging for you. Spell Cavalletti.
Okay.
No Googling.
C-A-V-A-L-E-T-T-I. Cavalletti. Yay!
Good
you
job.
You got it! How dare you? I swear I heard Googling. I'm just kidding. We all know that because we've all read Jimmy Wofford's book, Modern Gymnastics, and it's written
That's right.
Like a million times. So, all right. The tiebreaker, this is how this works, okay? And this one's hard, too. So, you know, if you keep, but neither one of you get it, you just have to figure something out. I'm going to play rock, paper, scissors. how this works is this, I'm going to read clues, okay? And I'm going to read them, like, every 5 seconds and to give you time to process. And as soon as you know the answer, yell out your own name. Your own name is your buzzer, okay? And then I will say, yes, Leslie, and you will answer the question, okay? So don't just yell at the answer because I don't know who it is because you both are girls and your voices sound the same. Here we go. This famous tack retailer was founded by Russian immigrant Mayor Gotkovsky in 1912. And it might be Gotkovsky, okay? Next clue, A-listers. Like Jackie Kennedy and the Rockefellers, shopped at this New York City store.
Leslie.
What,
is
Leslie?
Miller?
What's your answer?
Is it Miller's?
Yay! That's right.
That is correct. We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't think it would happen, but officially, Leslie won.
I feel like I dragged us both down. Sorry, Linda.
That's all right. I'm happy for the thoroughbreds.
We did both get one right.
Yeah,
you both did.
It's a good day.
You did.
Do you know, well, I think every week since we started this, 5 weeks now we've done this, I think, five different times, we've gone to tiebreaker every time. I think it's been every time we pick on the tiebreaker. How did you know that, Leslie? You're not old enough to even have shopped at a Miller's.
I knew it randomly because I was emailing back and forth a couple weeks ago with, I think it's Manhattan Saddlery. It's the only tack store in New York City. And they were, I was reading about the history of their
tack store, and they were talking about how it's sort of, I guess it's Manhattan. I can't remember what the, I'll have to let you guys know what the name of the tack store was, but it kind of evolved out of Miller's.
Huh.
Well,
interesting.
Congratulations.
Was that store featured in the Snowman book? It kind of rings a bell to me.
Yeah, maybe so.
It seems like it was, they described it in there. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it
was. Well, congratulations.
Miller's
you were a worthy opponent, Leslie.
you were, Linda.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda, for being such a great sport and for coming on. And your good week should continue, okay? Let it continue. You got to go to Road to the Horse. You came on here. You almost beat Leslie Wiley. It's been a good week, and I hope it continues.
Well, thanks. You guys have a good one. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Give Palomino a hug for us, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right.
Whatever. Bye. He wants a carrot. Well, give him a carrot. He'd rather have that.
Leslie, we are going to hand it to you guys.
Those questions were amazing. Your Wabby Tabby joke questions, amazing.
I can't wait to tell everyone.
We have to
get Jennifer on here. She does manage to find questions that fit the celebrity. And you know what better questions for you than Laffy Taffy jokes?
I was impressed.
The problem is now
you
know, my
Leslie,
secret's
thank
out.
You so much.
Everybody's going to buy Laffy Taffy and know the jokes now. I can't use them anymore.
Sorry if that Laffy Taffy thing was a bit of a stretch. I used to be a huge Laffy Taffy consumer myself, actually. Still probably am.
and I love the jokes. So I think you did great, Jennifer. Great questions. And again, Leslie, congratulations on winning. I think you're the first celebrity to actually win. So put that in your back pocket.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
You are
well,
the first celebrity to legitimately win. We've stretched the questions before to make it happen, but you actually legitimately won.
Well, thanks for letting me play. That was super fun.
Okay. Jennifer, do you have something for her before we let her go?
I do, because I'm an incurable trivia fan. The Manhattan Saddlery that Leslie just referred to is on the same street as the original Miller's Saddlery in New York City.
Ah, that's the connection.
That is so cool.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Super, super random.
And for those that are under 35, Miller's Saddlery used to be like the mega store that we all shopped at in the 80s. You went to Miller's to buy everything. Miller's was the place that you went. Yep.
Congratulations. Thanks for being on the show, and we will talk to you again on Monday, and we'll work out how Jennifer will get together with you on how to send the Retired Racehorse Training Project your prize.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much.
Yay. Thank you, Leslie. And we want to thank Equestrian. Well, wait a minute, Leslie. Yep. Hold on a second. Are you still there? Are you still
I
there,
am.
Leslie?
I am.
There's one other thing I wanted to talk to you about real quick, and that was I think that you have now joined the ranks here of the Horses in the Morning crew to become official users of the EquityMFG.com and Anore Fork, the Shaken
That's
Fork
right.
and the Flexen Fork. Now, was this a recent development?
I am the proud owner of one of each, and actually I was using mine this morning. Yeah, I love them because I can murder a pitchfork. I really can. I break them all the time, especially in the wintertime. I'll go through about one every winter just, like, picking away at frozen poop, you know. But these I've had for about a year and a half, and they're still going strong. And I love the shaken fork, too. I always love getting, you know, people walk by when I'm cleaning stalls at the horse show, and I get to talk about it. And my husband even likes to use it because it's like a, you know.
It's a cool gadget. It's a gadget.
It's a cool
gadget. We love gadgets.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes cleaning stalls kind of fun because you got the little motor in there. You press the trigger, and they go. And it, you know, it, and then also you do save money, right? I mean, you save money on betting, you'd save time, especially.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, you really do.
You can clean a stall, and I would say about half the time you do with a regular, with one that doesn't have the fancy motor in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and all you have to do is just sort of stand there and push the button, and it just does it for you.
Hey, Leslie, sorry, I had to leave for a second. I just got back. Have you taken that to a horse show yet?
I have. I was just telling Glenn, I love taking it to the horse show because, you know, people in the stalls next to you, people that are walking by, always kind of stop and give you the eye, and then you get to be like, look at my fancy, cool horse. And I get to tell them all about
it.
Fun.
And then you get to let them use it and borrow it and stuff. It's hilarious. I think it's very fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sorry.
And you can check them out at equitymfg.com is the website. If you don't own one, you are not one of the cool kids yet. That's just the way it is. You're just not a cool kid. Because, look, all of us here have them, and we are now in the cool kid category. And believe me, buying those forks was the only way the three of us were going to get there. So that was the only way.
Finally.
Right, Leslie?
That's right. I still don't know if
we certainly weren't there in high school.
But, we're closer.
Thank you, Leslie. That's equitymfg.com. And we appreciate them sponsoring this. And also thank Equestrian Collections for the donation of the gift certificate. They truly do have anything you want at a price you can afford at Equestrian Collections. See you, Leslie.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, that's another round of the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge in the can. We're working on now confirming next week's celebrity, but if you want to sign up to play, just go to our website at horsesinthemorning.com, click on the big banner in the middle of the page, and you'll find it's just quick and easy to sign up. Well, Linda was delightful, wasn't she? I met her over the weekend. We stood and watched a while, and she truly did come in because she heard about the Road to the Horse on our show. And her husband bought it for her, and I saw her a couple times over the weekend. She was having a blast, so that was nice to meet her.
What a sweetie! Well,
very good.
Great show to
be. Not too far from where you're going to be. Where you're going to be? She's one state away from where you're going to be, in the middle of the mountains.
I think everything's far away from where I'm going to be, though.
I love how they said. I really wanted to pursue. You really need to rent a four-wheel drive, because I was going, ooh, they don't have paved roads. So you're going to be going very deep into the mountains on unpaved roads.
Oh, California doesn't have paved roads.
Well, that's true.
There should be nothing. we just so you guys know, if you hear something in the next couple shows, my child has stumbled into a new phase, okay? They say that everything with a child is phases, and his newest phase is the high-pitched scream when he doesn't get what he wants, which can be anything from holding your iPhone to changing the channel on the remote control to standing next, not close enough to you, or you being too close. It doesn't matter what it is. He has learned the high-pitched scream, so if you hear that, that's what that is.
That's
I'm not
what it
torturing
is.
Him. He just decided to scream. I somehow am on the wrong screen for our show notes. Like, he plays with my mouse. Like, it's a disaster. He's a lot to handle.
Right, he's gonna, you know, in another 18 months, he's going to want the microphone. He's going to be wanting to host the show.
You know, he's already grabbing for it. So it's this, you know, fun-looking thing sticking
out
in front of mom's
job.
Face. I know.
That's it for today. Don't forget to download our app. You can go to the App Store on iOS or Android and download the app right there. Just search for Horse Radio Network. It's the easiest, simplest way to listen to all of the different shows on the network. We'll be back again here with the recorded show tomorrow, and then back to with you live on Friday morning. Really Bad Ads is back on Friday. We'll see you, Jamie.
Bye, Glenn.